Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I got some harrowing statistics for you regarding this year's Final Four. Now, we all know it is a Final Four for the ages in that it's unprecedented. At least it feels that way. Number 9 seed, Florida Atlantic. Number 5 seed, San Diego State. Another 5 seed, Miami. And number 4 seed, UConn. And I'm telling you, it's worse, and I hate to say worse. I don't mean in a bad way, but those seeds, I don't think, Rob, even do justice to how unusual this is. These first three schools I mentioned, basketball powers, none of them. You might know Miami of Florida because of football, and even that was been a while ago, right? They haven't been that good lately. Your San Diego State, God bless Ephraim Salaam, God bless Kawhi Leonard, but they're not a basketball power, to say the least. And Florida Atlantic, yeah, I don't even need to say anything, but Florida Atlantic, all right? UConn, of course, a blue blood, and they are the heavy favorites now. But here's the deal, Rob. The first weekend of the tournament, when we began seeing all of these upsets, people loved it. They were all in. The ratings were the highest of all times. And now, oh my, ticket prices for this year's Final Four, down 91%. Let me tell you what 91% looks like. Last year, the average ticket for the Final Four, $2,885. This year, with the 91% decrease, the average ticket price, $234. And, Rob, The men's ticket prices are not only less than the women's for the Final Four, they're $97 less. Now, of course, the men play in a much larger venue. Theirs holds, you know, the men's venue in NPG Stadium seats 70,000. The women in the American Airlines Center only seats 20,000, but still, $97 less for the men than the women. Rob, your thoughts?
I called it. I told you.
Can you not make this about you
yes,
and make it about
I'm a,
the
no,
story?
No, I'm going to make it about me because it's about me.
Gosh.
That's what it's called, a radio
really?
Show. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's about me and my opinion.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I knew that this
okay.
would happen because
okay.
all those people called up. This is great. It's great to see Cinderella. Oh, my God. It's better. This is under. We don't know who's going to win. Wow. No, it ain't. This ain't no Final Four. I'm renaming it. It's the Final Flop. That's what this is. The Final Flop with slop. That's why people aren't buying
wow.
it. That's why people aren't watching. Nobody wants to see those schools. And of all the schools, UConn is the one that we have to embrace and hold on to, UConn. But all the other schools are, when it comes to college basketball, are never wases and has-beens. Nobody wants to see this.
I don't even think there has-beens.
There never wases. Okay. Nobody wants to see it. My God. A friend of mine told me he was down at the Final Four, and he put two tickets to the championship game on his windshield on the way into a restaurant. When he came out, there were four tickets there.
That ain't original, but it's still funny. Rob, what if some of the kids from San Diego State or Florida Atlantic are listening?
And?
You're going to get canceled.
That's all right. The Final Flop. That's what
oh
this
my
is.
Gosh.
Nobody, please, everybody out there who could hear that at the sound of my voice. Do not tell me. Wait a minute. Brandon, what hat is that he's wearing? What is that? San Diego State. Brandon, you know what? Brandon was at the Salvation Army and saw a San Diego State hat, and now he's walking around with it like he's loving it. I'm just being real today, all right?
But hold on. Let me ask you this, Rob. And I feel you. I feel you. But let's keep it real. If it had been Alabama, Houston, UConn, and Purdue, would you know any of those kids either?
No, but there are some better players, like at least...
Well, if they were so good, they got to win the game.
No, but that doesn't mean because you have better players that you're going to win automatically. The point is, these schools have never been involved in this. Okay, but these schools have never been involved. And you, everybody can say people love a Cinderella story. They might like one Cinderella, Chris, in the mix, and that makes it intriguing. And you might say, "Wow, that's awesome! How did they make it there?" But that's not what people want to see. I'm just being honest. That's why the TV ratings continue to tank, and that's why people aren't buying the tickets. Who's going to those schools? And the alumni
they don't have the alum right.
Right,
they,
and the alumni from yeah. those schools.
Aren't
they
traveling.
Can't get off from work, so they can't go.
All right. I apologize for that last comment from my co-host.
What?
But no, look, that is one big thing, Rob. The Blue Bloods have alumni that travel.
They
right?
travel. That's why they always want the Blue Bloods.
Absolutely.
Chris, even in college football, they want the big yep. schools that travel. They
that
do.
That much is true. Absolutely. They got fans and boosters and alums who, you know, this is what they do. This is not, I mean, they didn't stop when they were students. Once they got some money and they could, you know, afford to travel, that's what they do. God bless them. I think that's great and that's a lot of fun. San Diego State don't have that. Florida Atlantic doesn't have that. So I'll give you that. But I am saying, as a sports writer who covers basketball. I mean, obviously, mostly the NBA. And my interest and my coverage and my following of college basketball has lessened over the years as the best college age players are in the NBA or now even the minor league somewhere. But like I said, Rob, for me, I mean, yeah, I know Brandon Miller from Alabama and Sasser from Houston and, you know, a couple of guys. But I can't sit here and act like if it was Purdue, I mean, they got the 7'4 kid. And, you know, I mean, like, but nobody know the most people don't know the college players anyway. And so to me, it's like, or at least on television, does it matter if it's Alabama and a bunch of players from that play for Alabama that you don't know? They're not even a blue blood, obviously. Versus Florida Atlantic. Why is the big difference to you as a fan watching on TV? I get it with the alums that travel. But you, watching on TV, what's the difference? What's the difference? Because, Rob, I have felt like you have over the years when, you know, you still, Robbie, we don't have to go back too far to know, you know, remember when there were, for the most part, recognizable players on these teams, right? But now it's barely even that. When you see three of the first four players in the NBA draft, none of them played in college in next month, that's going to show you the state of college basketball. But back then, Rob, I always felt, yes, the upsets were great for the early rounds, but when it got down to it, you wanted to see the big boys in the Final Four.
That's what happened.
I just don't know that there are any big. I think this Final Four is proof that there are no big boys anymore.
But it's still more about, and I get the schools that you're mentioning, and while they're not Duke and North Carolina and those kind of schools, Chris, they still on San Diego State and Florida Atlantic. Like, these are some people would have to look up where these schools are and who these. Like, there's no
if
history,
they
nothing.
They got to look up where San Diego State is.
Well, you know
State
what I'm saying. I'm talking about Florida Atlantic. Where is that? Where is that school? I'm just saying.
It's in Florida.
No, but where? Do you know where it is? What city?
On the East Coast, because it's off the Atlantic Ocean,
are you
I
sure?
Imagine.
Are you positive? You know, there's a school called Miami, right? That's in Ohio.
Yes.
Okay.
I do know Miami.
And you know what the name of that school is? Miami of Ohio. Because when you say Miami, everybody thinks Florida.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. Who you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing! I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We were talking before the show, and Aaron Torres brought it up during the interview last hour.
Yeah, he said he wanted to hear Chris's opinion on it.
Exactly. And so,
just for people who don't know.
Yeah, according to multiple reports, first by ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, it's looking like the NBA and the Players Union are going to reach an agreement on a new deal. They have a deadline of midnight tonight Eastern time, and multiple outlets are saying this is going to get done. They're ironing out all the details right now. But one of the big talking points to come out of this is the one-and-done rule, which we had expected for a long time was going to get removed in this new CBA, looks like it's going to stay in there.
And, what a disappointing...
And that negotiation has kind of been pulled off the table as part of this new deal.
I think it's a bummer, a disappointment. Again, the union fails its membership, Rob G., from the standpoint of... There's just no reason. There's no rhyme or reason why kids can't play. If you're a prodigy, right, and you're good enough and somebody wants to draft you, then you should be able to go to the NBA. You can do so many things in this country at 18 years old, including fight for your country, right? Does it make sense?
Absolutely. And you know what's funny, Rob, is we always talk on this show, you know, about the NFL player union, MLB,
right,
the strongest and the weakest. What I think this shows, and I could be wrong, but this is just my opinion, that the NBA players union, obviously they got guaranteed contracts. They're doing a really good job on this. But what it tells me is that they're really concerned about having veteran players kind of get pushed out to the side. And this is them saying, we're going to look out for the 10, 11, 12-year vet hanging on at the end of a bench who's a good locker room presence over these young kids who are going to get drafted because they got a lot of talent, who are going to take up a roster spot, but are not actually ready to play. Because, you know, NBA teams are always going to choose the young guy over
the old
guy. Yeah,
but my issue is that's the onus should be on management and the teams that pick people who aren't ready to play. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not the kid's fault. If the kid's not ready to go, then they shouldn't draft him. But if a kid is a prodigy and is great, You could go to Hollywood and be a movie actor. You could do almost anything. And they just tell you you can't play basketball at 18 years old or right after high school. Michelle Wee, when she went to the LPGA tour, what was she, Rob G, 16? She was 16 playing professional golf.
Wasn't Jennifer Capriati 14?
14, Chris, right.
Yeah, I'm back, obviously. Yes. Sorry about that technical difficulty.
But you know what I'm saying. I have an issue with it. I don't understand.
Well, first of all, I think Rob G hit it on the head. The reason that players didn't go to bat for this and fight for it is because a lot of veterans over the years did feel like, and they were. They're better than that 18-year-old coming right out of high school. But, and the team is choosing the 18-year-old over a guy that's 35, but at this point is better than that kid. So they are doing that, Rob, to save these veterans' jobs for another year or two or whatever. But I'm not like that passionate about it one way or the other. But what I do feel like, Rob, is that what is fair is what you're saying. What's fair is that the kids, if they're good enough coming out of high school, they can go to the NBA.
If you're a prodigy, it's not a lot. You're talking about a Kobe or a LeBron or a Kevin Garnett.
Well, but then there are other players, Rob, as you noticed, who've tried to enter the draft, not been good enough, and then they fall by the wayside. Now, to me, the answer to that is if a kid, it comes out of high school, and look, you're going to have a bunch of kids do this if this is the case, but still, if a kid declares for the NBA out of high school and he's not ready, he gets drafted in the second round or not drafted at all, let him go to the G League.
Right, he can go. He can still.
For a while, they wouldn't let him go. That was the problem, like, which I never understood. But just let him go
because,
to the G
League. And the same thing when before they changed the rule in college where you could go back, Chris, if you know what right. I mean. Like, that was punishment. That was to kind of scare them that say, you better not declare because if you do and you don't get picked, you're done. And that's what right. it was. It was a straight up, there was no reason that they shouldn't have been welcomed back to go back to college or finish your education. And you tried it. It's okay. It ain't the end of the world.
If the coach goes to the NBA and is horrible, he gets to go back. I mean, I totally agree.
It's awful.
So I will say this. I think for quality of play, it's better to have the older players. There's the once in a generation LeBron. LeBron's really the only guy that came straight out of high school and was great right away. But I think that's best for quality of play. But what's fair, and as you said, Rob, they can go play baseball, they can play tennis,
they golf,
they can sing, they can rap, they can go, they can do any other thing.
Go to the military, Chris.
Exactly. They can go die in a war for our country. They can go work at McDonald's and not go to college and nobody cares.
Exactly, but you can't play in the NBA if you're a prodigy? Come on. Right. They let me down with this. They let the this whole idea of just make it fair. And if some of the kids, it's not going to be everybody, but some of the kids will get picked. Some won't, and some will make
it. Let them go to the G League. Put a safety net there. And if they're not good enough, they'll never get out of the G League. And they won't even last very long in that. That's fine. But I agree. I mean, look, I'm not bent out of shape. I don't think I'm taking it as badly as you might be. But I do think what's fair is that they should be able to come right out of high school. I mean, that just, that just seems to be obvious.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free. to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And Tom Izzo, who his team was a seventh seed. They were eliminated, I believe, in their second game of the tournament. But, Rob, you know, a lot of people are talking about the transfer portal. Some love it, some don't. And they talked about how that has really strengthened and bolstered some of these mid-majors, which is why we had so many upsets in this year's tournament. But Izzo, it doesn't seem to be a fan of it. And here he was talking about it on ESPN.
I'm not for it. I'm not for anything. You know, I just think we're hurting decisions that kids make. I mean, we got, what, 1,200? By Tuesday, we'll have 1,500. And then we're going to get a second wave of kids in the portal. And kids are going to go places that, you know, maybe it's a little bit for the money. Maybe it's because they're worried about beating somebody else out. I mean, we all had to beat people out, and I think we're losing that. Where's the competitive edge? So, and plus, I don't have a lot of faith in the NCAA. This waiver thing, if you got a hangnail, you get a waiver. And I just don't believe in that, because I think somebody, whether it's a lawyer, whether it's agents, whether it's people, they're just going to come up with a different reason why, you know, mental health is a big reason. I just don't see why sitting out is such a bad thing, because 90% of the kids that are sitting out aren't pros anyway, or they'd go pro.
quickly, Rob, before you go, what he's referring to about the sitting out and the mental health. If you transfer the first time, you can play right away. If you transfer to another school, so it's your second transfer, you have to sit out a season. But if there's a quote-unquote physical or mental health issue, or even physical or sexual assault that you may have encountered, you know, at the school or whatever, then you can play immediately. So that's just context. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Tom Izzo sounds like an old man.
Hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn!
He wants things back the way they used to be when college coaches reign supreme, and they put their thumb on the kids, Chris, and they threaten them with their scholarships, and they were able to leave kids in the lurch and walk out, and they were making millions of dollars from Nike, and they didn't wear the sneakers. That's what Tom Izzo sounds like to me. Is he wants things to go back to where they were, back in the Stone Ages, where coaches and the universities held the kids and could do whatever they want, and they wielded the power. Hello, Tom Izzo. Is this on? Those days are gone. Those days are gone. And you better adapt or you're going to be a dinosaur. And you got to understand that things aren't back like they were when you first started coaching at Michigan State. And that kids do have a right. And the same thing that you've been doing and other college coaches have been doing, the kids have that right. Why should you, if you were a college coach, and you could get more money and be in a better situation, guess what you did? You bounced. Why shouldn't the kids bounce if the circumstance and the situation isn't right for them? So I totally disagree with Tom Izzo. And the idea, you could poo-poo whether if you get a hangnail, you know, you get a waiver. I mean, if you say you got mental things, they just let you do whatever you want. I just to discount everything, and I'm not saying that everything is on the up and up and whatever, but let's make sure that for some people who might be suffering from a real injury or a real mental issue or whatever, that there is a place for them. That's all I'm saying. So I disagree with Tom Izzo.
I do think that Izzo's comments are self-serving. I think this is just, like you said, it's a coach who naturally doesn't want players he recruited leaving. And you said it, Rob. Like, look, if you're a coach and you sat in a kid's living room and you looked that kid in the eye, you looked his mom, his dad in the eye, and said, you sold all this stuff about how you want to help him become a better person, not just player, how you want to build his character, how you're going to be there for him. You cite NBA players that played for you and how you helped them out, all of that. And they're going to the school based on you. Because everybody recruiting the Blue Chippers is a great program. So they're going based on you and their faith in you to do what's best and to really mold their child. And you could leave after a year and you still got 4 years on your contract? It's, come on. The kid should be able to leave as well, and you can't blame the kid. So I think, Rob, I mean, it's just so hypocritical of the coaches to be able to break their contracts but get mad when the kid leaves. Doesn't even break a contract, but he leaves.
Right.
And now, if you want to say coaches have to adhere to their contracts, and if I only have a year left on my deal when I sit in that kid's living room and I say, look, I only have a year left, I might not be there. That's one thing. But if you got 5 years left, then you have to stay the 5 years. You want to say that, then we can have a discussion. But if you can leave, then certainly the kids should be able to leave. Rob, I'm open to, I don't really mind the second time in a portal, because I don't think you want kids, not even for the system's sake, for their sake, hopping around all over the place. And if it's a challenge here, then you leave. You know, I think one transfer is great. Maybe the second one you need more of a reason, or like they said, you sit out a year. I'm not that upset about that. But the first year, these kids should be able to move on just like the coaches. And so I do think Izzo's being self-serving in that regard.
Yeah. It just sounded, you know, dated and old and, you know, like this is what happens. Things used to be great, Chris, in the good old days. Well, I'll tell you one thing. The reason, and I said this to you before, Chris, the reason Tom Izzo probably doesn't have that second championship or didn't win another one is he was late to the party on the one and dones. Even Coach K, Chris, embraced it. You know why? Because he would have been irrelevant too, and he wouldn't be winning if he didn't go.
Has Izzo had any one and dones?
Well, he went after them later on in his career. What was it? There was a couple kids. What was that kid's name? Parker from Milwaukee.
I think he's had a couple. Jaren Jackson Jr.
He's had a couple.
Zach Randolph was 2 years? I want to say. Yeah, two years.
But you know what I'm saying. He was against recruiting those guys.
Right. No, right. And he had to adjust to remain
relevant. Right. And that's my point is you just can't go back to thinking, well, you know, this is the way we used to do it and I'm just going to do that. No, think the game has changed and you got to get with the program or retire.
What he says about the mental health, look, I think, Rob, you and I have talked about this before. First of all, you don't want to belittle any, you know, physical or mental situations. There are kids and people dealing with real mental health issues. And I'm not even saying this in regards to Izzo, because I do think his comments were just self-serving.
Right.
But we do, I think, Rob, some of this stuff that's being called mental health is just people not wanting to and I'm not even just talking about college kids. I'm talking about pros and just people in everyday life. Everything now is being called mental health. And sometimes it's not a mental health issue. It's just a person not wanting to deal with the daily challenges and issues of life. Rob, if I don't want to, you know, say I had a bad day today and I don't feel like going on the show tonight, that's not a mental health issue. I had a bad day and I don't feel like going to work, but guess what? I got to work. I got to pay the bills. And so I think, or, you know, you're just shy. Some people are shy. Some people don't want to talk to the media because they're shy, because they don't want to be asked challenging questions. So this is a little off of this, what Izzo was talking about with the mental health. But I do think that is becoming somewhat of a problem in society as well, Rob. It's just that everything is not a mental health issue. You know, sometimes you just don't want to deal with some of the challenges you have to face.
I hear you, but we also have to be careful for people who are experiencing something. I don't know. I knock on wood, I'm blessed, whatever, you know, like maybe it hasn't been a part of my life or your life or people close to you, but people do go through some stuff.
Of course.
So we need to make sure that those people, if they're really having some sort of issue, have some sort of,
get care.
Yeah, you know,
my daughter's a psychology major. She's about to get her PhD in psychology.
Is she really? Wow.
Yeah, so I got no issue with real mental health issues.
Right, because there are
those people. I'm totally with you there. And that goes for athletes and people in general. But I do think today we're putting mental health, everything is a mental health issue. There are some people that think every single person has to go to therapy. It's not true. Some people do. A lot of people do. But if a person that doesn't go to therapy doesn't mean they're denying that they got some mental health issues, their life might not be perfect, but they deal with their issues. And so that's kind of, again, this is off of what Izzo, it's not what he was talking about. But I do think that sometimes we're calling things mental health issues that really aren't mental health issues. It's just you being lazy. It's just you don't want to deal with a situation that's tough, that's challenging, you know. But a lot of times those things can help you grow. When you're in a situation where you're uncomfortable, that can help you grow and become stronger. That's my life. I've been in many situations that were uncomfortable. But looking back, it helped me become stronger. It helped me be better at a certain thing because I had to fight through that challenge.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.